Hold on a minute. Hello?
Hi, Jada. This is Claudia with Family Quick Care. How are you?
I'm sorry. Who's calling?
This is Claudia with Family Quick Care.
Yes.
I'm calling to go to Janet Davis.
Janet Davies?
Mm-hmm.
Or Janet?
Yes.
She's not, this is my this is her daughter-in-law's phone number.
Got it. Okay. I'm calling just to follow up in regards to the home care services, if this is still something you guys are interested in, if you need help to know what the next step is, a little bit following up. I know it's been a while.
Yeah, well, is she qualified for the services or not? We haven't been told.
Right. The only way to know if she's going to be approved for the services or not is by completing all the required steps, and then the county decides.
Okay, well, the county already decided, and they said no.
They said no. When was that?
But they said that we had 60 days to get the – first of all, we were never told what paperwork we needed. We never got anything about that. Could you explain what she needs?
Sure. It seems like we have been trying to reach you as well, but I can definitely explain to you what's needed. No problem. You have to – it seems like you did – you had two assessments already, right?
We what?
You had two assessments already, the one with the broker and then the PCA one where two people came down to your home?
Well, there was a lady that came out to the home, yes.
Okay. How many times, twice or once?
I think twice.
Twice, that doesn't make sense. Okay, so it seems like you're up to the financial part. Now, in order for her to get approved financially for the waiver program, she has to send in the past 5 years of her bank account, a look back. What that means is that some years it's, I can give you the exact months that are needed. Do you know which bank she is?
So what was that again?
Do you know what bank account she used the past 5 years?
I don't think that's the appropriate question to ask.
I mean,
okay, you don't have to let me know. I can definitely just send it to you.
We're not going to give you any banking information over the phone.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
that's not a problem.
So,
I respect that.
So how do we send this in?
So either you can go to the county and drop it off, not in the boxes outside, though. You have to make sure it goes to representative's hands. Or you can email it to me, and I email it over to the supervisor by the county.
All right, so the county gets this information.
The county is the one that needs to look at it, exactly.
Is that in Chester, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's the county that you're in. So if you're located in Chester, you're in Chester. Mm-hmm.
And then what else besides the 5 years? And why is it special months?
Instead of getting every single month for 5 years, it's biannually. 2020 to 2023 biannually, and then the 23 to 2025 is regular.
So you need 23 and 25.
The past 5 years, so 2020 to 2025. Now 2020 to 2023, you could send them biannually. You could send them January and July. And then 2023 to 2025, we need every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the county, not me.
All right, so you need it for the last 5 years, and what else?
And then there's some other things that if they apply to you, they have to be handed in as well.
Life
insurance. If the patient gets the express statement.
He doesn't have life insurance.
Okay, so it's whatever applies. It's a whole list and whatever applies. I mean, whatever you do have, that's what you send in.
Okay, so she doesn't have life insurance, so she can't send that in. So what else?
Okay, so then you don't send it in. Not a big deal. Don't send
just
in.
The bank and what else?
Do you want me to send you custody the exact list?
Yes.
Would that be easier? Okay.
Yes, email it to us, please.
You want me to email it to you or text it to you?
Email it to me.
Email it? Okay, can I have your email?
That's bob052897@netzero.com.
Can you start one more time, please? I just missed the first two letters.
B-O-B.
B?
Zero.
B as in boy.
B as in boy.
Bob 052897. At netzero.com.
05287?
No.
052897.
She's a bit hard to hear you. Now, what was the last part of the email?
Netzero.com.
Okay. Is it possible to spell it for me? It's just you're very far away from the home. My phone, I can't really hear you.
Wait, what? What's the truth there?
I can't really hear you. It seems very far away from you. Is it possible to spell it letter for letter? I just want to be sure I get the correct email.
B-O-B. 052897@netzero.com.
N-E-T-0?
Yes. Netzero, spelled D-E-R-O.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to send it over to you. So this is my email that if you're interested in emailing it back to me, so I can send it to the supervisors in the county, which is a safer option, but it's ultimately up to you. This is the email you will send it to me, and then I'm going to send it to you now, okay?
Does the paperwork get emailed to the county?
You can't email it to the county. You can either drop it off at the county or email it to me, and I can email it to the county. The county doesn't give out their email. That's
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Bye-bye.